Good morning, everyone. If you'd please take a seat. Just a quick note, all persons in attendance are requested to sign in on the sign-in sheet. Anyone that attends in, oh, there is none today? Okay, sorry about that. All right. So good morning, everyone. This is the July 22nd, 2021 City of Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. All those wishing to give testimony during these proceedings will please sign in. Witnesses will be sworn in prior to giving testimony. All proceedings of the Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals are recorded. Decisions of the Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals are final. Challenges to the decisions of the Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals must be filed through the Superior Court of Chatham County. The first, we'll have our invocation and Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody would please stand. Loving Heavenly Father, we come to you this hour asking for your blessing and help as we are gathered here today. We pray for guidance in the matters at hand and ask that you would clearly show us how to conduct our work with a spirit of joy and enthusiasm. Give us the desire to find ways to excel in our work. Help us to work together and encourage each other to excellence. We ask this in your name. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, under God, forever, with liberty and justice for all. Sorry about that. I'm a lot older than a lot of you guys, and there's a line that they've edited out. So do we have any notices, proclamations, or acknowledgments?
No, sir.
So we'll move on then to items requested to be removed to the final agenda are none. Items requested to be withdrawn are none. And then we'll move over to the approval of the June 24th, 2021 meeting minutes. Do I have a motion? No, I have a motion that we approve the meetings. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. We'll have a roll call, please. Ms. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Merriman is not in attendance today. Mr. Evans, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith, how do you vote?
Yes.
I will vote yes. And Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Next, I'm looking for a motion for the approval of the final agenda. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. We'll go to the roll call. Ms. Jarrett?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
I will vote yes. And Mr. Hall?
Yes.
And that is approved. We'll go on to the regular agenda. And it looks like the first item on the agenda is 707 Stiles Avenue.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the first item on the regular business is a request for a variance at 707 Stiles Avenue. As we go into this particular petition, it'll look pretty familiar to you. We had a petition for an adjacent property on our last meeting agenda. So the petitioner is requesting to exceed the 10-foot maximum front yard setback for the construction of a new single-family residence at this location. The property is on the west side of Stiles between West Gwinnett Street, Hastings, and Cornwall Street in the Carver Heights neighborhood, and it's in the TR2 zoning classification. They're seeking a 20-foot variance to be able to increase the front yard setback from the 10-foot maximum permitted to 30 feet in order to build the residence on this property further away from Stiles Avenue. If you'll recall, the property immediately south was before us previously. The same applicant proposing to build a new construction on that property. Within the TR2 zoning classification, it's a little bit different because it's typically a midtown zoning classification where the development pattern is closer to the street, sidewalks, et cetera. on this particular corridor, Stiles Avenue, which is undergoing improvements associated with the arena project. The applicant is requesting to be able to move the house back from the street, essentially, because it is a fairly trafficked area and will be more so with the upcoming arena project. Property is 2,759 square feet in size. It has an average depth of 96 feet, and it's just about 32 feet in width. The minimum lot width for the TR2 district is 40 feet, but it is an existing lot and is therefore can be built upon. The building setbacks for single family in the district are 5 feet minimum and 10 feet for the front yard. As I mentioned, the TR2 district also requires a minimum 20-foot setback for the rear yard and 3 feet for the interior side. So the applicant can meet the remaining development standards. The Stiles Avenue right-of-way is approximately 55 feet in width. And I should mention that the improvements that are being done don't impact this property. They're all being done on the east side of Stiles Avenue. Strangely, or maybe coincidentally, there was a recent accident involving a house on the north side of Cornwall, or north of Cornwall, where they're pretty close to the street, and I'll show you some photos here, where a car did collide with one of the residential properties there. But these are some photos of the lot as it exists today. And this is the existing survey. Based on these unique circumstances, particularly related to the improvements in the area and the safety factors, frankly, staff is recommending approval of the variance to the maximum setback in the TR2 zoning district for 707 Stiles Avenue. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for staff? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lawson. Is the petitioner present?
Mr. Warner Moore.
Yes, I'm present.
Is there anything that you'd like to add, sir?
No, there's nothing I'd like to add.
Okay. Do we have any questions for the petitioner? Seeing none, I will ask if the board would like to enter into any, or is there any members of the general public, excuse me, that would like to speak on this matter?
If there are any members of the public online, please use the raise your hand feature if you have a question or like to comment.
Okay. Any board discussion?
No.
Okay. Seeing none, I'll look for a motion.
Motion to approve.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
We'll go to the roll call. The motion is to approve staff recommendation for the variance at 707 Stiles Avenue. Ms. Jarrett?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon? Yes. Mr. Hall?
Yes.
And the motion carries. Thank you all. The next item on the agenda is 1814 North Avalon Drive.
There we go. The applicant is requesting a variance to reduce the required 25-foot front yard setback by 15 feet and to construct a multifamily residence in an RMF 225 zoning classification at North Avalon Drive. The properties are located on the north side of North Avalon between South Avalon and Skidaway Road in the Winter Gardens Brightwood neighborhood. And as I mentioned, are within a multifamily zoning classification. This is a map of the subject properties. They include four individual parcels, which should they be developed, the three parcels on the east side of this private drive would have to be recombined, as well as the parcels on the west side recombined separately. These properties are undeveloped and have been vacant for a number of years, have never been developed as far as we could tell, at least. And the applicants, based on their site plan, is proposing four 8-unit, two-story buildings, one to be developed on each of the what would be combined parcels. This is an aerial map of the general vicinity of the subject property. As you can see, there is a multifamily apartment complex immediately south of the subject property. This is Skidaway Road, immediately east. The Herdy Lofts, which is a townhome, immediately north of the subject property. And this property, I should mention, takes access through the access shown here for the townhomes at Herdy Loft. These are photos. This is from Skidaway Road, looking across the property. This is the access drive that I mentioned before. And the petitioner's proposed site plan at this point. They're requesting, requesting relief from the 25-foot front yard setback, partly due to the existence that you can somewhat see on this plan. There's a 99-inch oak tree, which I'll show you in a photograph, in this location. So part of the reason for the request is to move these buildings forward to North Avalon Drive. This portion of North Avalon really serves as not so much a through street, but an access drive for this property and the multifamily properties to the south. But with the exception of the front yard setback, the subject property does meet the development standards for the zoning district as shown. And the applicant has stated that the setback relief would allow adequate separation from that existing live oak tree at the rear of the westernmost property. The portion of the property east of the access easement is adjacent to some smaller live oak trees, and the applicant is proposing pervious pavers, as you can see here, for portions of the surface parking lot in that area to accommodate stormwater infiltration. I think the best, let's see. So this is the tree in question here. And then there's also a row of trees that abut the property here, smaller trees. In review of the criteria for granting a variance, staff did find that at least as it relates to the westernmost portion of this property, that relief is certainly granted or warranted in terms of a setback variance. Also, the fact that North Avalon dead ends at this location and really serves as I mentioned, a driveway to approach these other multifamily developments. One thing that we considered, as staff considered in looking at this, was whether it made sense to recommend approval for relief on the westernmost properties and not on the easternmost properties, because they're not as impacted technically as the others. However, it would allow the properties to be, or the buildings to be aligned along North Avalon, which we felt was a mitigating factor in terms of our decision, in terms of a recommendation. So we are recommending approval of the requested variance for the westernmost property. And that pin for the record is 20061-03003. And we further recommend that should that be approved, the remaining properties be granted relief based on consistency of the development pattern, and the fact that we don't believe there'll be any negative impacts on adjacent properties. And with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for staff?
Karen Jarrett here. Has there been any public input?
We did receive, I should say I did meet with some neighboring property owners who are present today, who may have comments today. Some of our conversation, and I'll let them get into this, was not specific to this request, but there are some other concerns here that they wanted to address. But outside of that conversation that I had, I have not had any of letters or emails related to this petition.
Thank you.
Any other questions for staff? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is the petitioner present? Would come up and introduce yourself, sir.
Hello, I'm Jay Maupin, Maupin Engineering. I'm agent for the owner.
Good morning.
We're in agreement with the staff's recommendation for the proposed. And the prime driver, like Marcus was saying, is the large oak tree in the back that we want to make sure that we're off the critical root zone of that tree and present more to push the buildings more towards the existing Avalon Drive. The other thing that this kind of accomplishes, if we're able to have them all consistent across the frontage, is to break up the existing visual pattern in the area, which is you see nothing but parking lot in the area right now. So this will help break that visual pattern up a little bit, is what our hope is.
Any questions for the petitioner?
Karen Jarrett here. It looks like the tree root zone for the 99-inch oak is in very good shape, but the tree root zone for the two properties on the east side of the drive, or the two oaks on the east side of the drive, look like they're in right in the building line of the building, or very, very close to it. Can you tell me how you're going to address that?
The smaller oak trees you're saying on the access drive?
Yes, sir.
The Hurdy access drive. Yes, we're looking at those. They're smaller trees. They would have to be pruned and mitigated. We have had an arborist look at the large oak tree at the end of Cabal Street and also these smaller trees. At this point, we'll be working with Park and Tree. If this is approved, we'll get into those kind of details, Park and Tree.
Thank you.
Any other questions? It does look as though you've done a good job of addressing parking. You've got 32 units, so how many parking spaces do you have?
Ooh, off the top of my head.
I think it's actually on the form here, but I just can't,
20.
Oh, no, there's well over 30. There we go.
Total, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. It's hard to keep everything in my head.
Nope, you've got more than a number of projects, Mr. Muppin, so no problems whatsoever. Any questions for the petitioner? Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Any members of the public that would like to speak in regards to this petition? Anyone online? If you're online, please feel free to use the raise your hand feature. James, are you online? Mr. James?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I got you now.
So that's right. You can hear me?
We can hear you. Yes, sir. You go right ahead.
Okay. Great. Thank you. My name's James Moon. I'm owner of a Hurdy Lofts Unit 209. And I appreciate the approach to try to preserve that rather large oak tree. That was one of my primary concerns, as well as those on the drive. I guess I'm not convinced of the approach for at least the two trees to the left of the drive. It's pretty obvious that the root zone is going to be negatively impacted by that building. But I'm worried about the sight line getting in and out of the driveway with the building so close to Avalon Drive. I don't know if that's been addressed. address the fact that traffic can't see as well to get in or out with the building that's much closer to the road. And I'm not clear if the variance is only along Avalon and not along the Hurdy Loft driveway. That would be appreciate to clarify that.
I can clarify that, Mr. Chairman.
Could you clarify that, please?
Yes, sir. Sir, the requested variance is a front yard setback variance, so that would apply only to North Avalon Drive. The access drive through to the Hurdy Loft would be considered their side yard for those buildings, so that relief would not apply at that location, only on North Avalon.
Okay, thanks.
And just one other thing I'd like to add, if I may, is that the plan that you see here is produced in order to address the variance request. This does not constitute the approval of any development plan.
Okay, all right, well, thank you. And then I'm not real clear on the size of the buildings. And obviously I'm concerned about how that might affect the value of my property in Hurdy Lofts with these buildings and the density of population there. So are those like two-story buildings that are proposed?
Again, this is Jay Maupin. The buildings are two-story buildings, and right now, again, this is a concept plan. We have not, in the purposes of acquiring this variance, so we have not gone through the architectural expense at this point. We're just dealing with rectangles, but they are anticipated to be two-story structures.
Okay. I would appreciate the efforts to try to preserve the trees and all that, but I guess I'm not supportive of reducing the setback.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate your comments.
Okay.
Any other members of the public that would like to speak on the petition? No, seeing none, I would ask the board if the board has any discussion.
Karen Jarrett here. Can I ask a question of staff?
Please.
Marcus, will this come before MPC?
Ms. Jarrett, assuming that the applicant, when they file their general development plan, can meet the development standards, then it would be a staff level review.
Okay.
It would not.
All right.
Be
permission. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Any other questions, Ms. Jarrett?
Thank you.
Okay. Seeing no questions and no further discussion, I'll close this matter and ask that we have a motion presented.
I move to accept staff proposal.
Motion to accept staff proposal.
Second.
Any seconds? Seconded. And we'll go through the roll call. So the motion is to approve staff recommendation for 1814 North Avalon Drive. Ms. Jarrett?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon votes yes. Mr. Hall?
Yes.
The motion passes, and the next item on the agenda would be other business. Seeing none, I would make a motion that we adjourn the meeting. Seconded and approved. Thank you.